is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive winter storm is on the move from Missouri all the way to the East Coast. This woman in Philadelphia is bracing.
I'm a little anxious and I'm trying to stock up and be ready.
A combination of snow, ice, and freezing rain is pushing through the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic region. The Washington, D.C. area could get up to a foot of snow. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Untreated, unplowed roads will become absolutely impassable for a while. The snowfall rates could be in the 1 to 3 inch per hour rate, and that is going to cause blinding visibility. It is going to be very tough to get around.
Almost 1,800 flights in the U.S. have been canceled or delayed so far today. The country's first congestion pricing plan is entering its first weekday this morning.
Former New York City Traffic Commissioner Sam Schwartz says it's the perfect test case.
Frank Sinatra said if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And that, in fact, is the case with congestion pricing.
Stuart Cohen with the San Francisco-based transportation group Transform thinks it will work and other American cities will try it.
It's just a smart way to manage congestion, and New York will set the pace on that.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Congress meets today to certify the results of the 2024 election. President Biden.
It's a day that most of our history we took for granted, the 6th, but I hope we never take it for granted again. You know, 4 years ago, January 6th, this Capitol was attacked by a violent mob.
President-elect Trump has said he will pardon many of the January 6th attackers. President Biden heads to New Orleans today. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president and first lady are expected to visit and grieve with family members of those who were killed during the deadly New Year's Day rampage. Louisiana's governor has ordered a day of mourning for each of the victims. That begins today.
We've learned the Army veteran who staged the attack on Bourbon Street visited the city at least twice before and used Meta smart glasses to scope out the scene. Netflix, Emilia Perez was a big winner at last night's Golden Globe Awards on CBS. It won 4, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Lead actress Carla Sofia Gascon spoke out in support of her trans community.
You come and maybe put us in jail. You come beat us up, but you never can take away our soul.
The Brutalist won Best Drama. Its star Adrian Brody, Best Actor.
My character mirrors the story of my grandparents and my mother's journey coming to America, their resilience and their sacrifice.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake effect snow is the reason for the advisory. The National Weather Service has the winter weather advisory in place through this afternoon with several more inches still to come in certain areas. The counties included are the ones along the lake, including Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. There is a bigger winter weather impact to the south. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The deadly assault in the Racine County Jail last week lasted less than a minute, and no other inmates alerted guards about the attack. Inmate Devontae Carraway will likely face first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. There are emergency buttons in an area of the jail where the assault happened, but those weren't activated by inmates. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says guards followed safety protocols. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is investigating. The 13-year-old accused of terrorizing an elementary school in Kenosha has a court date this week. The teen was deemed competent to stand trial following a mental evaluation. He's charged with entering Roosevelt Elementary in November with a duffel bag containing airsoft guns. The trial will take place in juvenile court with a judge ruling on the case. The trial is set for next week. And the Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam. The scammers are claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt and are leaving voicemails requesting callbacks and demanding money to avoid arrest. If you get one of those calls, you're asked to call the Racine County non-emergency number. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Bears. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens.
Right now, it's 22.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar.
Bar?
Is there going to be booze and women there? I don't understand the appeal of the salad bar. I go out to dinner so I don't have to make my own food. Why do I want to make my own salad? Here's our salad bar, and over there's our dishwashing bar. The kids can wash all the dishes they want.
That's a good deal.
You ever see the items they have at the salad bar? They got lettuce, tomatoes, a tub of chocolate pudding. Who's putting chocolate pudding on their salad? What is this, Fear Factor?
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Last train to Clarksville. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning at 6:09. I'm Don Rosen, and yes, the roads are a mess. Now, I don't know how far out they're a mess. I can tell you, I live right on the lakefront, and the roads are just sloppy. They haven't been plowed yet. So they're slippery, they're sloppy, and don't tailgate people like they were tailgating me this morning on the way in, because I'm not going to go 35 miles, 40 miles an hour on these roads because you're late for work. It's better to be late and wind up with a car that's not all dented up. So drive carefully this morning, okay? Get the snow off your car. Allow about, I say, an extra 20, 25 minutes, because it's going to be slow going on the way to work this morning. And be careful. Now, we're on Victory Avenue here. That's between Ohio and Lathrop, just south of 16th Street. The roads are sloppy. It's pretty deep out, more deeper than I thought it would be. So we got a couple of inches out there, and we're going to get some more today. So just drive carefully. That's all there is to it. Just, watch yourself out there. 610, local news, timeless hits, WRJM. We'll keep you on top of the weather forecast and news throughout the morning. But first, Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas, gas, gas. Here come the Rolling Stones at WRJM. It's WRJM with the Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash, 1400 AM, the legendary AM frequency, 99.9 FM Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha. I like listening on 1400 AM. I love AM radio sound, maybe because I grew up with it. When I listen to the car, I always have it on the AM radio. It's just like that AM sound for some reason. All right, do your coworkers respect you? A leadership expert says if you want to be respected at work, you got to give other people your respect. Resist the temptation to gossip or be negative at work. And exude professionalism. Now, if you're confident, transparent, and authentic, people will respect you for it. So no negativity, no gossiping? I don't know. That's asking a lot. I'm not sure if I want that respect that badly. It's 6:15. Oh, hang on, Sloopy. The McCoys here at WRJN.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Sloopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 617. Looking for 1 to 2 inches of snow likely with a high near 29. That's on top of what we already have. Looks like partly cloudy, lows 15. Tonight, partly sunny. Tomorrow with a high near 24. Right now, some light snow, 25 degrees here at Radio Park. 71-year-old man in Oregon was riding his bike a while back when an ambulance crashed into him. The ambulance then rushed him to the hospital, but then later billed him for the ride, even though they hit him. Now he's suing them for $997,000, ride included.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Puberty.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
when you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org, HospiceAlliance.org.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with a Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine, singing joy to the world.
night show to the world, 626. Light snow and 25 degrees right now at Radio Park. Maybe 1 to 2 inches more today. Just drive careful out there, all right? Earlier this year, a guy thought he had found Amelia Earhart's long-lost aircraft. Turns out what he found was a rock. Now, my question is, how did he ever mistake a rock for an airplane? That's kind of weird, huh? Luke Christie, Rhapsody in the Rain, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Baby, the raindrops play for me. How about me, Rhapsody? Because on our first date, we were making out in the rain. And in this car, our love went too much too far.
Rhapsody in the Rain, Luke Christie, 629, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Yeah, 1 to 2 inches more snow today, likely, with a high near 29. Partly cloudy, lows around 15 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 24. You know winter had to come eventually, right? That 50-degree weather we had a few weeks ago, you knew that wasn't going to be permanent, right? Light snow with a temperature of 25 degrees right now here at Radio Park. What do I have for you? I had something. Oh, I wanted to talk to you about something. I forgot what it was. Oh, this guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma, he's colorblind, and recently he got special glasses to correct the colors for the first time, so he actually saw real colors. Now footage is going viral of him watching his favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz, and he freaked out when he saw the yellow brick road yellow for the first time in his life. Isn't that great? I love it. It's 6:30 on the nose. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake effect snow is the reason for the advisory. The National Weather Service has the winter weather advisory in place through this afternoon, with several more inches still to come in certain areas. The counties included are the ones along the lake, including Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. There is a bigger winter weather impact to the south. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The deadly assault in the Racine County Jail last week lasted less than a minute, and no other inmates alerted guards about the attack. Inmate Devontae Carraway will likely face first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. There are emergency buttons in an area of the jail where the assault happened, but those weren't activated by inmates. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says guards followed safety protocols. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is investigating. The 13-year-old accused of terrorizing an elementary school in Kenosha has a court date this week. The teen was deemed competent to stand trial following a mental evaluation. He's charged with entering Roosevelt Elementary in November with a duffel bag containing airsoft guns. The trial will take place in juvenile court with a judge ruling on the case. The trial is set for next week. And the Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam. The scammers are claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt and are leaving voicemails requesting callbacks and demanding money to avoid arrest. If you get one of those calls, you're asked to call the Racine County non-emergency number. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
As we move into 2025, the cheese market is something that's going to be very important to look at for Wisconsin farmers. I'm Ben Jarbo at the Midwest Farm Report, and Mike North with EverAg is here to explain why we might be seeing a lot more cheese being made here in 2025.
But as we talk about the future relative to Class 3, I think it's important to understand the landscape that we're operating in today. We have a lot of new cheese capacity coming online in this I-29 corridor down to the Texas Panhandle. And as we cross over into this first several months of the new calendar year, we're going to be seeing as much as 50 to 60 million pounds of cheese of new capacity coming on month by month by month. And as we continue to add that, those exports that I talked about, we're going to become much more reliant on in order to ultimately keep a balance in the system, because we are going to shift more milk towards cheese and away from some of these other products.
North says as we shift this Class 3 milk away from other products such as butter and move it towards that cheese, it could prove to be very good for Wisconsin farmers. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. It's looking like the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is switching homes as they are now moving to the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in the Wisconsin Dells. This will better accommodate the nearly 1,000 people that come each year, and they encourage all interested in agriculture to attend. In other news, DACCAP is looking for their 78th Alice in Dairyland. If you know someone that is interested in applying, all applications are due by January 31st. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some snow showers are possible today with a high near 29 and a strong north wind at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Snow could accumulate for areas of Racine and Kenosha with some lake effect snow. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens.
It's 24 right now.
So I'm single. Thank you. I often think about my future wife and how lax she's been about getting in touch with me. I don't know, being single is kind of a struggle between loneliness and euphoria. It's like loneliness right before you go to bed at night and euphoria the whole rest of the day. I'm just real happy.
The rains came,
skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl, local news and timeless hits at WRJN 638. Looking for snow today, 1 to 2 inches, highs near 29 degrees. And tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 24. It's snowing 25 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. A survey asked 1,000 Americans to name the most stressful moments in their life. Obviously, today would be snow, driving in it. That's, to me, that is very stressful, driving in snow. And even when I start my car in the morning, make sure it starts. I get anxiety over those things for some reason. All right, going through moving is number one, by the way, in those moving. Going through a big breakup, a divorce, getting married, having kids, starting your first job, changing careers, sending your kids off to college, starting college yourself, dating someone new, getting a new pet, your first day on the radio. Maybe that last one was just me. But, yeah, I think driving in bad weather just stresses me out. Now, it's not bad when I come in because I'm generally one of the few cars on the road, except this morning there was a guy on my tail the whole way in because, you know, the SUVs, they want to go 60 miles an hour in a 30 zone because they can. And other than that, no, that stresses me out the most. I think going on trips with cars, I get stressed out about that. I don't know why. I never had a problem. But, you know, I see movies and TV shows and it scares me. You ever see that movie Breakdown with Kurt Russell, where his car breaks down on the road and his wife goes with a truck driver to go get a, you know, tow truck to help him out, and his wife disappears? Oh, it's a scary movie. Makes you never want to take a road trip ever again. Don't watch the movie Breakdown before you head off on a trip somewhere, right? Hey, Grassroots, Midnight Confessions, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
Telling me that you're near. You stopped getting my urgent, babe.
6:43, local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Happy 98 years to WRJN. I've been around 98 years. Oh, no wonder why I feel that pain in my back every once in a while. so we'll be here for, I can't wait till the 100th. It's going to be a great year for our 100th anniversary year. We got a whole bunch of things planned for you. Hey, a politician in a small town in Russia needed an opponent in his election because of a rule requiring there had to be two candidates. So he just said, all right, I'll recruit the woman who cleans the office to run against him. He did. She beat him. How bad was he, huh? Here's Herbert Servitz now.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
World, 6:45, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right. A survey asked people to name the things they would try once, but then they gave up on forever. Here were the top five answers. Roller skating or rollerblading, golf, karaoke, jogging, and camping. Now, I went camping once in my life. Our fifth grade teacher took all the boys camping. Couldn't do that today, but he took just the boys camping. And we went to Bear Mountain, which is in West Point, upstate New York. And we walked about 5 miles to get to our campsite. I was not prepared for this. I had a backpack, and this is back in the year, mid-60s. I had a backpack that didn't fit right, and my shoulders were killing me. And my mother, instead of putting water in my canteen, put grape soda in there on a nice hot day. I got to tell you, that was good. We get to the camping site, and we have to dig for water. So we start digging for water, and I dug near this building. And it tasted very minerally, very, I didn't like the taste of it. So the teacher said, "What'd you dig?" I said, "Over there." He said, "That's where the bathrooms are." the next morning, it rained overnight, and we all were soaking wet because we didn't have tents. We just had sleeping bags. So everybody was trying to start a fire for breakfast to cook, and our father, who was in charge of our group, said, "Let's go into town." So we went to a diner at hamburgers and French fries and a Coke in the morning. And everybody else is still trying to start a fire. Then we had to walk back 5 miles, soaking wet. So did I have a good experience? No. Did I ever try it again since the fifth grade? No.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
At
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
News, timeless hits at WRJN. Snow 1 to 2 inches more expected today with a high near 29, partly cloudy, lows 15 tonight, partly sunny with a high near 24 tomorrow. Some snow right now, 25 degrees in Radio Park. You knew we were going to get winter eventually, right? You knew it was going to happen. Everybody said, it's 50 degrees, it's going to be a beautiful winter. Now, yeah, you know these things don't turn out like that, right? All right, hotels all over the country are offering schoolcations for families. Yeah. You go on vacation, the parents can relax at the resort sipping Mai Tais by the pool, and a paid staff makes sure your kids are doing their schoolwork. That's a vacation the kids will remember for the rest of their lives fondly, huh? Yeah, you're enjoying yourself poolside, and they're doing math and English. 6:52, local news, timeless hits. Again, Eric Kerman and his group, the Raspberries, now. Go all the way.
Never knew how complete love could be till she kissed me and said, baby, please go away. It feels so right being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. So please go away. It feels so right being with you here tonight. Please go away. Just hold me close. Don't ever let.
Go all the way. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, it's time for the Pothole Patrol. We'll get into that season now. And a man in Houston posted a photo of himself standing inside a pothole that was 3 feet deep. Went viral. Now, the city immediately fixed it. They blamed it on a private contractor and cited the company. Yeah, sure. Yeah. They'll blame it on the private contractor. Well, we're coming up to that time now. I'm starting to see them now, potholes. Yeah, the Pothole Patrol will be out there soon. 6:56, local news. Timeless hits for you.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a-messing where you shouldn't have been a-messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying
change them. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Bum, 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 bum. Ah, Nancy Sinatra. Nancy with a smiling face, as Frank Sinatra called her. These boots are made for walking. It's 6:59. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Today, it got some snow. Another 1 to 2 inches likely with a high near 29. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 15. Partly sunny. 24 the high tomorrow. Right now, I've got snow and 25 degrees here at Radio Park. Denise Lockwood from Racine County is going to join me in the next hour. She's running a little behind. You know why? Oh, the snow. And that... Isn't that a good reason? Anyway, so she'll be here in the 7 o'clock hour. A lot to talk about with her. But right now, I got the three biggest reasons men are afraid to approach women. Now, you ready? Not knowing how to start a conversation. Not knowing how to talk to just one woman when she's with a group of friends. Charlie Sheen on 2 and a Half Men said you got to split them from the herd, and then you could talk to them separately. I don't agree with that. And being intimidated by looks. And that's what happened to me. I was in high school, and the senior prom was coming up, and this girl I knew all during high school, Karen Smith, she was a beautiful girl, very sweet, very nice, polite, just a nice person, and I wanted to ask her to the senior prom, and I was afraid because she was so beautiful, and I said, every guy's going to ask her to the prom, so I didn't ask her, and I took a friend of mine instead, somebody I knew. And I got to the prom, and she was there with her cousin because nobody asked her to the prom. Lesson learned. 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A major snowstorm is bearing down on Washington, D.C., and Mayor Muriel Bowser has issued a warning.
Stay home. Please stay off the roads. Give our plow teams plenty.